first time in the history of the Democratic Party that two keynote speakers are going to be women. Wendy Davis running for governor and Leticia Vanderpoot running for lieutenant governor. And their message is a message that I believe is in line with mainstream Texans, what they want for their families, a good public education, access to health care, good paying jobs, taking care of their environment, making sure that women are treated equally in this state.
I know you've heard the speculation that Republicans are going to sweep the statewide elections again this fall. Do you really think you can win statewide at this point?
We can win statewide races. We believe we will win statewide races. Look, I campaigned with Ann Richards in 1990 when she ran for governor. She was way down in the polls, and she ended up winning the election. It's all about, you know, having the candidates that are willing to get out there and pound on the pavement and go see people and energize the base. And we've got the candidates that can do this. We also have a different party organization than we've ever had before. I mean, I have 70 or plus, maybe close to 80 people out in the field today that will work for the Democratic Party. On top of all of that, you've got Battleground Texas. You've got a lot of the unions nationally have come into Texas to help organize. You're seeing a lot of nonprofit organizations out there registering voters.
There was a lot of debate over party platform issues at the Republican convention. What do you expect to be in the Democratic platform?
Well, our Democratic platform will, for example, have a strong public education plank, which will say we need to ensure that public education is adequately funded. It will have a mandatory pre-kindergarten education program. We're going to have a strong pro-women plank that shows we're here because we believe that we should have adequate funding for women's health care, that women should be able to control the decisions involving their body, that we should ensure that women get equal pay for equal work, and that, you know, that the policies of government are not taking us back to 40 years on issues that we thought were all along over, like the Republican Party wants to do today.
And what about immigration?
Our party platform will say what it has always said, is that we believe in comprehensive immigration reform. We believe that it's our obligation to ensure that these hardworking, undocumented immigrants who have been here for many, many years working, providing for their families, paying taxes, have an opportunity to have a path to citizenship. We want to make sure that these dreamers, these children that were brought to the United States through no choice of their own, who have grown up as Americans in every sense of the word, have the opportunity to obtain the legal status and ultimately have a path to citizenship as well. Party platform of the Republican Party says deport everybody and the hell with it. And that's just not what America is all about. And so that's going to be a big contrast. And I think it's going to affect substantially the attitude of a lot of Hispanics have towards Republicans.
Democratic Chairman Hinojosa, thank you for your time.
Thank you.